Hello and welcome to episode 2 of Narrowboat Stories with Jeff and Sally. I am delighted they can join us today because I do know they're leisure boaters and they both work full time. So I know their days off are precious to them. So thank you very much, Jeff and Sally, for joining us today.
You are most welcome.
No problem.
No problem at all.
Now, we can't wait to find out about your narrowboat story. So I just want to say to anyone who's watching us live, what we'll do is we'll find out your story, Jeff and Sally, and then at the end, we, if you're okay to answer any questions that people may have, is that okay?
It's fine,
yes,
yeah.
Of course.
No problem.
Brilliant. Can you start by telling us about your boat?
Right.
That's your domain.
It's a Liverpool boat. I think it's 2005, 55 foot long. We got it from Wilton Marina. They refitted it out. So it was basically a refit when we got it. It had no curtains, no furnishing, just a kitchen. New kitchen, new fire, new bedroom, new shower. And then we put curtains, the furnishers in. Odd shelves we put in, splashbacks, cupboards we put in. And just made it more homely, really.
Excellent. How long have you been? Sorry, Glenn. Go on.
I was going to say what and bit of spec of it. What's the engine and that?
Yeah, it's an Isuzu 3500. Is it 35 5 DC?
And that's always been good. You've had no problems with that.
I had the automatic go. I've changed the oil on it. What else? From we had when we first got it, we come down from Wilton, and I just got a bit of water underneath it, and I kept looking, where's that coming from? And the top hose that goes out from the engine out to the cool on the outside of the boat was nearly rubbed through.
Oh, okay.
I put my finger through it, so I rung them up. In fairness to them, we had a few little problems, and they did come and sort them. We had a central heating problem, but they sorted that out. That had another leak. And a battery go when we first got it. They supplied they did. Sometimes you just have to keep pressurising them to get it sorted, but in fairness, they were pretty good.
How long ago did you buy your boat?
October last year.
And can I just say, because some people may be watching thinking Jeff looks familiar and they might be trying to place you, Jeff, so can I just say Jeff and Sally, they're not narrowboat vloggers, but Jeff has featured on our channel because this is the famous Chili Jam Jeff. So in case you're thinking, I recognise Jeff, it's because he's been featured on a good couple of our videos and we've certainly mentioned your Chili Jam. So I just wanted to say that if anyone was just trying to place your face there.
You're a bit partial to that, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. I love it. I absolutely love it. Cheese and biscuits. Perfect. So where are you moored now?
Right. We are in between. I think it's 33 locked on Grand Union and 32 all the other way around. It's somewhere around there. Near, I don't know if you know. Next one up is Seabrooks. I think this is Brown.
We're Brownlow Bridge.
You don't live on your boat full time, do you?
Not at the moment.
No.
I know there's controversy.
In an hour's time, it'll be spot on.
So can you tell us a bit more about like where you live and why you bought the boat and whether it was a joint decision and what your plans are? So give us the lowdown, Jeff. Go on.
I've always wanted one. And. Since I was God knows how. Anyway, my mate bought one, Neil, and he was going away for a fortnight on it.
Hello, Neil.
And kept asking him every day, how far you got? And he kept answering. He said, look, why don't you just come for the day? He said, I said, well, but you're on holiday. He said, that don't matter. We've got all the time in the world. So we went up to, what's it called? Before Blissworth Tunnel, whatever that place.
Stoke Bruin.
And then he took us through the tunnel, had a few beers, and we got up the other side, went to the pub and had another few beers. And it was a great day. And I said to her, we've got to get one. I want one.
Yeah. you were determined.
And I found one at Stoke Ammon, 25 grand. Right. Just go look at that. Wow. I won't put the dogs on it. It was terrible.
Really?
So that went down well. She goes, we're not having one
that's
of them.
My that's my first boat that he showed me.
It was terrible.
And you were like, no.
I don't know. It was rubbish. Absolutely
no way.
Rubbish. Then we went to Wilton and had a look.
Had a couple of trips to Wilton.
Yeah, then we went up to Nuneaton and looked at one.
Yeah.
That was a private sale. And Neil, my mate, who's got an arrow boat, he said to me, as soon as you're on the right boat, you'll know.
Yeah.
We went to Wilton. I opened the back doors of this one and I said to her straight away, this is the one.
But this was way over our budget.
It was way over our budget.
The original budget that we thought was a good budget, which obviously wasn't a good budget.
Yeah. And it was way over. Now, Sally.
Yes.
You weren't completely sold on the idea, were you?
No, but I'm a very nice wife.
So,
has it grown on you
being on the boat?
Loved the fortnight we went out.
Yes, yeah, I like coming on it, but I still find it quite claustrophobic.
Right, okay.
Because I work in an office, so I'm indoors.
Yeah.
And to come and just sit on a boat.
Right.
She's a funeral director.
You know, there's.
Yeah. And you love your job, don't you?
I do love it.
And you've done
about
your job.
Oh, my job, sorry.
Yeah, yeah, you love your job. Do you mind me saying you're a funeral director and you love your job? So, whereas I think Jeff's really keen to retire and get on the boat, you're not so sure, are you?
No, not yet.
She's a bit younger than me, anyway. Only a little bit.
You've got to get on the boat.
Yeah.
You're always on out on the roads, whereas the canal boat's a little bit slower pace of life, isn't it, mate?
A little bit slower.
It is nice being out on the cut, I must admit.
Right, yeah.
And you're on the mooring, it's like being out because there's like this side is the canal. That's it. We're on the side of the canal. We've got a generator. We've got water on site. So we've got everything really we need. So it's like being out, but not being out.
Perfect. And the boat's not moored far from where you live. So it's ideal for weekends and going out, isn't it?
In 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
15 minutes at the most.
Perfect. Perfect.
Glenn, the dogs love it. They love it.
The dogs love it, don't they?
You can see.
Yeah, they absolutely love it.
That's why they won't leave me alone.
What you got plans next year?
Boating plans,
yeah.
Boating plans will be the weekends, most of it, other than we have a week in July when Jeff's sister and brother-in-law are down and they've hired a boat from Wyvern Shipping in the summer.
Nice.
We took them out and we couldn't be sure if they liked it or not. But
yeah.
My brother-in-law is very hard to read, but when he went back, he wrote, he said, we're on a boat. We loved it.
Oh, fantastic.
So that's next year. We would like to get to Aylesbury sometime. We've tried twice now to get to Aylesbury. We've got
halfway there.
Yeah, that's right. And then the next time we were going, we got locked down.
So it can be weedy, the Aylesbury arm, can't it? And we did it in April. And we got down no problem. But friends of ours from the marina, they went down after us in the summer and couldn't get down it. So it is beautiful.
We've done the Wendover arm, that's beautiful. That's so
quick. We haven't done that yet.
We haven't done the Wendover.
No,
right.
We're going to do that.
Yeah, you have done the Wendover.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's that like at the end?
We did it when he came down.
We met Dale on the way up, didn't we?
We met Dale going up as he was coming down, and then he went to Burke, I think it was, and then he used our moorings on the way back. It's okay. Yeah, they can use it.
Yeah, brilliant.
Is there a good turning point at the bottom of Wendover Arm?
Yes, there's a circle.
Yeah, there's like a T-junction.
And people are moored there anyway. There's moorings down there.
Yeah, you can
tell.
Yeah.
There's actually a continuation from Wendover. It's not.
Yeah, they're on it now. If you go YouTube, you'll see the channel there. They're working on it.
Are they? Mm. Where's that going to go to?
That will go to Wendover.
Just to Wendover. Because it's an arm. So
I thought there was a continuation somewhere.
No. So, can I ask you both what you enjoy the most about being on board? What is it about being on a narrow boat that you love so much?
You go first.
For me, when we're out and about, is seeing the world or the country from a different angle.
Yeah, yeah, I get that. Yeah,
you can be in the middle of Milton Keynes, like we said before, you don't know where you are.
Yeah, it's lovely.
We have a beautiful country.
Yeah,
to be out, you know, and it was nice going places we didn't know.
Yeah,
as well.
So we went up to
Welford. We had 2 weeks.
We've done
in
the
summer,
flight,
and it was lovely going up that way.
Lovely.
Yeah. You got really far in those 2 weeks when you were out.
Yeah, we wasn't pushing it.
We could have gone further.
Yeah.
Could have easily gone further.
But yeah.
What I like about it is no rush. It's just so different to what I'm used to. Just chill out. If you don't want to go anywhere, don't go. If you want to do an hour.
Yeah.
I think we did more than 4 hours on one day cruising.
No.
So we did well.
Yeah.
We had weather luck.
Yeah, the weather was obviously...
That
25-30 degrees, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was lovely. You had good weather. So what would you say? And I've got to ask this because being on a boat is there's so many, you know, positives, but you know, just to have that one side of it, I like to ask, is there anything that you find difficult on the boat or what, you know, what challenges you?
Condensation.
Yeah, this time of year, definitely. Yeah. You, Glenn agrees with that one. Yeah, it drives him mad.
For me, it's in the evenings when we're not plugged in, because we're not plugged into anything now.
No, we've got a generator.
Is switching lights on and leaving lights on.
And we need to get an unlimited internet.
Yeah, unlimited. We're not on unlimited data. That
right.
Things like that.
Yeah.
Right. But once you're out of the contract, then it's just a learning curve.
Next time we'll just go unlimited data.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely. That's a really good point.
We do that. Both our phones are unlimited and our Wi-Fi is unlimited in the boat as well.
Yeah.
We've got 30 gig between us two and the boat.
Yeah.
If you're watching anything online or whatever,
Yeah, absolutely.
It's only a tenner a month. Next, when it's out of contract, we'll go a bit expensiver and... unlimited.
Yeah, I think we've just we've got unlimited sims for was it £22?
£22.
£22.
Keeping our same phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
we just didn't stop, you know, end of contract, but I'd just go unlimited because nothing worse than running out of internet.
Yeah.
That's one of the work. Apart from condensation, I think the internet.
And the power's not been a problem for you.
Power's no problem, so we're plugged into the generator. I don't know if you can hear it. It's going now.
No, can't hear it at all. So that is really... Thank you for sharing all that. I'd like to ask anyone who's watching if they've got any questions for you. And we'll see if anyone's got any questions. So we got... quite a few people saying hello. Hello, everyone. Dale's Dale and Dawn. A Dutch matchstick afloat. Hello. Hello to you both.
Australia, Thailand.
Yeah. Susan, hello.
I saw Chicago somewhere as well.
Melanie, internet connection much better this week. Yes, I know, Melanie. It's in the hands of the gods, the internet gods. I said a quick prayer before we joined and I was like, please let there be good internet. So Martin, hello, Martin. I hope to have Martin on the show soon. He lives on a wide beam and has just started a YouTube channel. So very much hope to speak to Martin and Charlotte. Oh, here's a great question for Martin. Have you ever had security issues whilst out on the cut?
No,
you were worried to death the first time, but then we got two dogs. He's unbelievable. He barks at anything. He barks.
Saying that, my first night on the boat overnight.
I've just got to give these dogs something to shut them up.
We were at Wolverton and pitch black, and that was my first sort of, I can hear everything. I can, you know, you're listening all the time.
Yeah.
It's something you get used to. It's just
Did you feel quite vulnerable like that first night? It's not like being in a house, is it? So
we were quite lucky, weren't we? Because we remember ours was in the middle of nowhere. And we buy that house in the middle of nowhere when we bought Breeze down.
Yes.
And it was an absolutely beautiful thing. And it was great. So we had quite a nice experience first night.
Yeah, yeah.
It was beautiful where we stayed.
Yeah.
It's just your mind, your thoughts go, don't they? And
yeah.
You're listening and you're thinking, well, what happens if anyone was walking around? Or what? Because obviously we don't lock the doors up properly. Because if you need to get out,
yeah,
you've got to get out quickly.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
We've got a great question.
We've got a really good question, and it's one for Jeff, actually. So a Dutch matchstick afloat.
What was that, sorry?
What is the history of the chili jam? So, Jeff, famous for the chili jam. Tell us about the history. When did you start making it? What made you start making it? And well, I know why you keep making it, because it's bloody lovely.
He wants it. That's why we keep. What it was, we went to Skegness, didn't we, in that log cabin, wherever it was.
Bought some. We went to Adderbury Creek.
Adderbury Creek, it's called, a little log cabin thing. And my sister come up. Was it Christmas? I can't remember. It doesn't matter. Anyway, she bought a jar that she made. Tried it. Well, it was lovely. It is lovely.
Yeah.
So you give me the recipe, and it went from there. I just keep making. People want it.
Yeah.
You have to start selling it, I think, because I just can't keep up with it.
Do you tweak it as well, though? Do you tweak it as well?
No, I just keep to a recipe. There's a couple of times I've put bigger, like try to make more, because obviously if you use the original, you don't get many jars. But sometimes you make more, it's hard to judge how many chilies, because chilies are all different sizes.
Strength.
I mean, the last lot, I don't think you've had any of the last lot, but that's a bit warmer.
Ah, right. Yeah, Jeff, you definitely need to start selling it. You really do. It's just like, you know, it is such good. I use it in everything. Like everything.
Every time I need cooking, you chili jam. Yeah,
well, when I'm cooking, I'm like, this needs something, chili jam. And it always makes it better. But you're right, with cheese and crackers, it is brilliant. So.
Cathedral City and cream crackers.
Oh, yes.
It's got to be cream crackers, and it's got to be Cathedral City.
It's a good taste, Sally. I love it. I love it.
Nice crackers.
No.
Yeah. Teresa just said hello as well. I know that you've got, well, obviously today off, and I think, have you got Monday off as well, Sally?
Yeah, Tuesday.
Yeah. Oh, lovely. So you're going out tomorrow, aren't you? You're going out in the boat, just...
We've found a bird.
If it's not stuck across the canal, obviously.
Jeff thinks he can turn the boat round in the canal where we are at the moment. Yeah.
Can you video that, mate?
Yes.
You won't, because you'll be holding the front as we spin it around.
You'll hold the front and
get some footage of that. I'd be interested to know if you can make it.
Yeah, well, that would be really interesting.
Just going up, turning around at Marsworth.
Okay, yeah, so.
And then we can go to the pub. We can go to pub that way, but this is a better pub that way.
Which way are you facing? You're facing north, aren't you?
We're facing Mars. No, we're facing south. Marsworth.
Oh, are you facing south?
Yes, yeah. So we need to go down to Marsworth, turn around and come back. Which obviously it takes 5 hours.
Yes, because you did.
Yes. We know how long that
takes. We know how long it takes, because when we visited you, when we had to turn around, we had to do five locks one way, five locks back.
Didn't you think you could turn it in some of the locks there?
Oh, you could do it the ones before Marsworth in that bay, but I reckon
that sound,
I'll let you know later. I reckon it's been around here.
We're
doing that next, and then we're taking these mutts out.
Well, I think we should let you go, because
that sounds like a challenge.
Because they definitely I think are getting bored.
When the chip vans come in.
Oh yeah, chip vans Friday. We've got
Friday.
You got a chip van. Can I just say, actually, to anyone who's watching, so Jeff and Sally are gonna be our neighbours. We are leaving the marina today, and we are gonna be five
boats down for
three down.
Yeah, we're going to be...
Quick question there. Oh. Does the Folly Pub still do pies?
Who's Folly Pub?
Does the Folly Pub? Where's that?
Where's the Folly Pub?
Don't know.
Where's the Folly Pub?
Oh, well, yeah. Alan, where's the Folly Pub? Let us know.
Oh, I was saying Pitstone.
Pitstone Wharf, question mark. I think that's
the
Duke, maybe...
The Duke, the Duke's shut years ago.
Ah.
So's the Checker, that's shut. So's the Bell, that's shut. The only one in Ivanhoe and Pitstone now is Back Lane.
Back Lane.
Alan has just said it's the bottom of Napton Lock,
which are there up north.
That's yeah, no, Alan, they're further down near between Leighton Buzzard and the Aylesbury Arm. Is that right?
Yeah.
Dale's suggesting places where you can turn. So Dale's saying, what about Pitstone Wharf?
Yeah.
And then he says Pitstone.
I reckon it'll go around here.
Dale, you'll try it, you know.
It will go round, trust me.
It will go round. Great question for Melanie here. Will you eventually move full time on the boat and sell your home?
That's a controversial question, that is.
I will never not have bricks and mortar.
We just rent it out.
Yeah. Because I think I'm from a background of building society, you know, financial, and because you always have to have bricks and mortar.
Yeah.
So, the whole network.
You want to do the network.
I love YouTube blogs, and it's beautiful out there. I like to go across that aqueduct, whatever it is, in Wales.
I want to do the boat lift. Oh, the lift, Anderton boat lift. Yeah. There's a lot to see out there,
We've been on that.
If we don't do it, then we'll be too old. Well, I will be.
I think, do you know what? I think from being like living on our boat full time and also watching lots of other vlogs and hearing people's stories, what I've come to realize is it doesn't have to be one or the other. We can actually create our life exactly how, you know, we want it. It's not easy, but it can be done.
Yeah.
And actually it's when we sort of let go of that traditional thinking of like it has to be a certain way, then you know it sort of really frees up you to plan your life exactly as you like it, and it doesn't have to be a traditional, you know. It really is
saying to live, not live to work.
Exactly.
I'm just going to say hello to Alan. Actually, Alan from Leighton Buzzard. He's the chap I was trying to speak to on the CB radio.
Oh, really?
Glenn. He watches our videos as well.
Glenn's got a new one out, Glenn.
Yeah. Oh, Glenn's got plenty of CBs he can sort you out with. So, Gary has put the Ponticilli. Is that the right way to say that? What Dale said, would love to watch that. Oh, he's gonna. Dale would love to watch you turning in a small place. So I tried it near King's Langley on the HU and had to cruise away embarrassed at 2.5 miles per hour. That's the worst thing, isn't it? Is if you mess it up, and like, you know,
it's
you're
quiet,
like...
It's quiet on there.
There's no one around. There's only the people that know us anyway that are living here. So.
Just your neighbours. Just your neighbours.
Yeah, they're not here, so that's fine.
The neighbours aren't here. The neighbours that way aren't here. But you've got the lady
Right at the end, but she won't see.
What could go wrong? Melanie's just said thank you so much. Narrowboat changing pace, they would like a CB as well, would Glenn. They? Yeah, come on, let's get everybody on this, like on a CB.
On narrowboats. Well, I know Alan doesn't live in a narrowboat, but I know he likes.
Did you have a CB when you were younger?
I did.
Yeah,
I did when I was a kid.
What was your handle?
What was your handle?
Oh, my dad was the vicar, and I was page boy because obviously I was only a kid. So, he bought me my first rig and he set it up at home for me. My mum hated it.
Did she?
Yeah, we had the biggest aerial outside the back of the house. It was like, I only took my dad's aerial down at the back of the house last summer because it was knocking on the tiles at the back, and it sort of come loose a little bit, so I had to say it was massive. It was about 30 foot long.
That's how we originally met.
No way.
He was snow bunny.
That's fantastic. Yeah. That is fantastic. So Jean Bolton just said, had a CB, grew up with my dad using them, and now I'm about changing pace.
I haven't got one.
What's your handle now?
It's called Glenn now.
Oh, maybe we're maybe we should have some, so, you know, maybe people should suggest some handles for you.
Yeah, look, Alan's coming back with 10-10 till we do it again, yeah. And all that. And remember all that.
We're down, see catch, you again.
Does it catch you on the flip side?
Yeah, all of that. I can't believe how,
it was a big thing back in the 80s, wasn't it, mate?
Yeah, brilliant.
I think it was
brilliant.
It's making a big comeback now, mate.
No, I think it's just you, Glenn. No, I think it's just you.
We're missing, Glenn.
Yeah. We'll get you rigged up, mate. No problem.
That's it. The Leighton Buzzard stretch will become alive with CB action.
The thing is, because of the downs, a lot of people go up to the downs.
But
they still go up to the downs and still, particularly for upper and lower sidebands, which obviously is amateur radio, but they still flick onto FM as well. So, and Alan's in Leighton Buzzard, so we'll definitely be able to pick Alan up from Leighton Buzzard.
Some of us used to go to Wendover Hills, and some of us used to go to Dunstall Downs and used to be out flashing lights and see right across the valley and talk to each other.
Wow.
All before mobile phones.
Yep.
I must admit, I said to Glenn the other day, he was speaking to Charlie, who's about six boats down, and he was sitting at the back of the boat shouting to Charlie. I said, why don't you just ring him? I mean, in fact, you could shout. And Glenn goes, no, it's better this way. I was like, okay. So, Alan's, I'm Ghost Rider Toe. I have been on for about 40 years now. So, Alan knows what he's doing. So, that is cool. Right, guys, I am going to leave you to get on with your day. Oh, very quickly, Gary's just said, as a kid, I was on the old AM frequency. Then it was legalised on FM, but I stayed on AM and had my CB confiscated by the then post office.
Carolyn said it. Carolyn says, blame Charlie.
It is all Charlie's fault. Charlie is the one that started.
He started this.
We'll blame Charlie.
Yeah.
So I'm going to let you guys get on with your day. Thank you so much for taking the time out to talk today. And I really appreciate you sharing your narrow boat story with us.
No problem at all.
It's fine. We'll see you soon. Anyway.
We'll see you soon.
We'll see you
very soon.
Yeah.
See you later.
Bye. Bye.